This tape was prepared on the 9th of December the year 2000, and it contains a series of prayers for the congregation of Foundation for Living Church in Pretoria North to pray over Pretoria North and the country. The context of these prayers is that the Lord has indicated that there is a particular demonic principality that is operating over the geographic location where we are meeting, and that in order for the Lord's purposes to be accomplished in Pretoria North, and in fact in the country of South Africa and the world, it is necessary for this principality and power to be broken at this stage. In order to break it, it is necessary that as a congregation, collectively and individually, we offer up a concerted prayer on a regular basis and intercession against this principality. In order to equip the members of the congregation for this warfare, I've prepared this tape, which includes some scriptures setting out the basis of what is contained in this tape, and then a series of prayers which I would ask you to pray and agree when you listen to the tape, and to pray that on a regular basis in Jesus' name. A few scriptures, 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So we see here that the war in which we are engaged is not a carnal, fleshly war, it's a spiritual war. And that the weapons of our warfare are also not physical. They're mighty in God for pulling down of strongholds, casting down of arguments, and casting down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. We're going to be focusing our attention on pulling down strongholds over the SAVF hall and the immediate vicinity, over Pretoria North, over Pretoria, over Gauteng, over South Africa, over Africa, and over the world. 1 Timothy 1:17-19, now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honour and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, having faith and a good conscience, which some, having rejected concerning the faith, have suffered shipwreck. And so we see that it is scriptural for us to wage warfare. It's necessary that we have faith and a good conscience, which means that we examine ourselves before God and deal with anything in our hearts, any sin that God requires us to deal with at this time. You should examine yourself carefully and see part of this process of being to seek holiness and sanctification in your own life, which will equip you to be more effective as an intercessor for the congregation, for the area, and for the world. To intercede and wage warfare against Satan without going before God first and searching your heart and seeking to make right with God and to deal with sin is something that you should be wary of doing. Ephesians 6:10-18. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armour of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armour of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication of the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Romans 8:35-39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We see from the passage in Ephesians that the armour is truth and righteousness and salvation, faith. And we see that in fighting this warfare, there will be tribulation, distress, persecution, and so forth. But that we are not dealing with things of this life, we're dealing with things of the life to come. And that at the end of the day, if we're obedient and we do what God has called us to do, nothing will separate us from the love of God. Colossians 1:16. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him, for him. And we see here that there are four levels of angelic rulership over the earth: thrones, dominions, principalities, and powers. And there are two categories of these. There's those that are serving God, and there are those that are serving Satan. And we will be praying in a few moments to tear down the principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions that are operating over the areas that we are dealing with. To place this in a broader context, Revelation 21:3, then I saw an angel descending from heaven. He was holding the key of the abyss, the bottomless pit, and a great chain was in his hand. And he gripped and overpowered the dragon, that old serpent of primeval times, who is the devil and Satan, and securely bound him for 1,000 years. Then he hurled him into the abyss, the bottomless pit, and closed it and sealed it above him, so that he should no longer lead astray and deceive and seduce the nations until the 1,000 years were at an end. After that he must be liberated for a short time. So we see that at the end of the age, Satan, and as I understand it, that includes all his cohorts, demons and fallen angels, will be cast into the pit for 1,000 years. And then the kingdom of righteousness will come on the earth for the millennium reign of Christ on earth. Now, as we've seen in the teachings over the last 2 months or so, the time of tribulation is at hand. The fulfillment of Matthew 24 in that area is at hand. And therefore, we understand that it is the time when Satan will be cast into the pit for 1,000 years is fast approaching. But we also understand that God has given the authority over the earth to mankind. Mankind sinned and gave that authority to Satan. Jesus came back, Jesus came and died on the cross, and he took that authority back. And we read in the scripture that Jesus says that all authority in heaven and earth has been given unto him. And he then charged us to go forth and to do the work that he was sending us to do. So only men, and God speaking through men by his Holy Spirit, have the authority to take authority over Satan and cast him into the pit. Therefore, for Satan to be cast into the pit for 1,000 years, it is necessary for us as believers to join in agreement to tear down the principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions that are operating over this world and cast them into the pit, and to ask the Father to send his mighty warring angels to give effect to our prayer, in order that victory may be achieved, that Satan may be cast into the pit, and that peace may come upon the earth in the spiritual realm. So, with that context, I'm going to go through a series of prayers based on the scriptures that I've just read to you, and I would ask you to listen prayerfully and to pray along with the tape, at the very least, to align your heart with what is being said and to agree with it. And I would ask you to do this on a regular basis in the days ahead. We have a very serious responsibility in this congregation to intercede for this particular location where God has seen fit to situate our meeting place. And it's important that we recognize that, was mentioned on the 3rd of December, there are a large number of congregations on the same city block and in the immediate vicinity. And the fact that God has found it necessary to establish another congregation on the same piece of territory indicates that the spiritual warfare that is required in that area is not being seen through completion. And therefore, we are called to pick up the battle, wherever it may be at this moment in time, and to take it and see it through to completion. And we're required to overcome to the end. So I'd ask you to pray with me, firstly, based on Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 18. We'll put on the whole armor of God, and I'll just pray through that. We will then ask the Father, in the name of the Son, to cover ourselves and the congregation and the leadership and so forth with the blood of Jesus, so that we are safe from demonic attack. And we will then systematically tear down the principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions that are operating over the area and over the country and over the world. It's important to understand that there's a force of prayer which has to be generated. We read that in Daniel, that Daniel prayed and interceded and fasted for 3 weeks before the angel was able to get through to him, and in the interim was warring with the prince of Persia. So it again is scriptural to understand that we can't just pray a prayer like this once against the massive principalities and powers of darkness that are operating over this world and expect them all to be cast into the pit. We have to raise up a concerted voice of intercession in harmony and unity to tear these things down. And we must do that for as long as the Lord requires us to do it. And my understanding is we must keep praying these prayers until we know that Satan has been cast into the pit for 1,000 years. And my understanding of that is that that is something of the order of three and a half years in the future. So we need to start praying this. We need to start praying it over the meeting place. We need to start praying this prayer over our individual homes. Ingrid and I have been led of the Lord to pray, more or less as I'm about to pray, for something of the order of nearly 2 years now. And the picture that we have is that as each congregation prays continually into the darkness over the earth, they slowly are rolling back the darkness. They're pulling down the principalities and powers immediately over the geographic location where they are. And it's like opening out a dome of light over that location. And slowly, as more and more is pulled into the opening that we create, the whole of Satan's kingdom will crumble. And as more and more people around the world pray this basic prayer on a consistent basis, these little domes of light over the places of prayer focus will get bigger, and they will start to join together, and eventually we will see the darkness rolling back, and eventually at the end the entire kingdom of Satan will collapse and be cast into the pit. So it is important that we should run and not grow weary, and that we should keep interceding in this. Even if the Lord moves you on to another congregation, it is important that you keep praying this prayer, not only for the SAVF hall and the location where we're currently situated, but for your house where you live, any new congregation the Lord may take you to. He will require you, when he does move you, to share this teaching and this information with them if they're not aware of it, and to pray it over that area. And so this truth needs to be spread out now across the world so that more and more believers can start systematically tearing these things down. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and we put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. And Father, we commit today in the name of Jesus to come against these things on a consistent basis and to tear them down over the SAVF hall in Pretoria North and over our country and over the world in Jesus' name. Therefore, Father, in the name of Jesus, we take up the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand in the evil day and have done all to stand. We gird ourselves now with the waist, we gird our waists with the belt of truth, having put on, and we put on the breastplate of righteousness. We put on the shoes, which are the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we take the shield of faith, with which we will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. We take the helmet of salvation, and we put it on our heads. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And Father, we ask you, in the name of Jesus, to strengthen truth in our lives, to strengthen the preparation of the gospel of peace in our lives, to strengthen righteousness and holiness and sanctification in our lives, to give us a revelation that Jesus Christ is our righteousness. Father, to strengthen our faith, to nourish our faith, and that our faith may grow, to implant and to establish the truth of salvation in our lives, that helmet will protect our thoughts and everything that we do. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to anoint us to read your word. We ask you to open your word to us such as we have never seen it open before. We ask you to engraft and implant in our hearts the truth of your word and the scriptures that we need to know and to have written on the tablet of our heart for the purpose of what you've called us to do for this warfare. And Father, we ask you to teach us to use the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, in every situation to cut through the darkness of this present age. And Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, by your Holy Spirit, to give us utterance in prayer at all times and without ceasing. To pray by the Spirit, we may be watchful with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, for the deliverance of this world from the powers of Satan, in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you now in the name of Jesus, and I would ask each one of you to as you pray, just to put in the names of your own family and to see your family covered by the blood of Jesus. It's important that you understand that the blood of Jesus is the sign and the mark of the covenant that we have with God. The blood of Jesus was shed at the cross voluntarily by Jesus Christ to purchase our redemption, and it is that blood that has given us the right and the authority to use Jesus' name. It is that blood that protects us and shields us from the works of the enemy, and it is up to us to claim the blood and to plead the blood over every situation in order that we may be safe to conduct this warfare. And Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood over families, over our congregation, the leadership, over every believer in Pretoria North, over the SAVF hall and the SAVF property, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I just thank you now in the name of Jesus that you cover every member of my immediate and extended family with the blood of Jesus from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. I thank you that you cover Neil Dreyer and Louise and their family with the blood of Jesus from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Father, their children and their grandchildren, all cousins, uncles and aunts, nephews and nieces, covered with the blood of Jesus from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Father, I ask you to cover the entire congregation of Foundation for Living Church and their families and relatives with the blood of Jesus from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to cover every believer in Pretoria North with the blood of Jesus from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. I ask you to cover every believer in South Africa with the blood of Jesus from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. I ask you to cover every believer in this planet with the blood of Jesus from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, in Jesus' name. I ask you to cover the SAVF hall in Pretoria North, in Jack Hendon Street, with the blood of Jesus, the walls, the floors, the ceiling, the roof, the doors, the window frames, the doorposts and the lintels, covered with the blood of Jesus. I ask you, Father, to cover the entire SAVF property with the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that the blood of Jesus is against Satan, and we plead the blood over all of these things, and we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the safekeeping of the blood. We thank you for the blood covenant we have with you, Father, cut in the blood of Jesus, cut in the flesh of Jesus, with the blood flowing down the cross onto the mercy seat. And we thank you for mighty deliverance. We thank you that we come before you not in our own, trusting in our own righteousness, but in Jesus Christ, who is our righteousness. We thank you that we come before you in the authority of the name of Jesus, the name above all names, the name at which every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Father, we thank you that as believers, bought with the blood, covered with the blood, we have the authority to come against these principalities, powers, thrones and dominions and tear them down in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you that Jesus is coming soon. We thank you that peace is coming on the earth soon. We thank you that soon this world will be free of Satan and his demons and fallen angels in the name of Jesus. And we praise you for that, Father. We glorify your holy name. We worship you, Lord and God, Savior and King. Father, we ask you to bring the people that you want into the FFR congregation in Jesus' name, and we ask you to take anybody that you don't want out. We ask you to bring open doors that no man may close and closed doors that no man may open. We pray, Father, that you will keep any agent of Satan, any witch or warlock, Satanist or any other servant of Satan from coming into that meeting place, coming into the congregation in Jesus' name. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Father. Praise your holy name. We worship you, Lord and God, Savior and King. Have I not called you, says the Lord? I've called every one of you, says the Lord. I've established you and I've planted you in this place for a season to do the work that I've called you to do. Therefore, be bold and very courageous, says the Lord. Step out now and tear down my enemies. Tear them down and cast them into the pit. For I am coming soon, says the Lord. But victory must be won. All my enemies must be put as a footstool under my feet. And I've called you, and I've established you, and I've anointed you to do the work. You are the soldiers in my army. You are the soldiers who spiritual authority is required to deliver and set this world free and take back all that the enemy has stolen. So be bold and very courageous. That ends the word of the Lord. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and we just come in unity and harmony and agreement to take authority over the principalities, powers, thrones and dominions that are operating over this world, and to tear them down and cast them into the pit for 1,000 years, in Jesus' name. I come against every principality, power, throne and dominion that is operating over the South African Vrye Federasie Hall in the block north of Station Street, bounded on the west by Jack Hendon Street and the east by Euphius Road in Pretoria North. We come against every principality, power, throne and dominion that is operating over that hall. In the name of Jesus, we bind you, we tear you down and we cast you into the pit for 1,000 years, in Jesus' name. We come against every principality, power, throne and dominion that is operating over that property. In the name of Jesus, we bind you, we tear you down and we cast you into the pit for 1,000 years. In the name of Yeshua. We come against every principality, power, throne and dominion that is operating over that city block. In the name of Jesus, we bind you, we tear you down and we cast you into the pit for 1,000 years. In Jesus' name. We come against every principality, power, throne and dominion that is operating over the immediate suburban area of the SAVF Hall. In the name of Jesus, we bind you, we tear you down, and we cast you into the pit for 1,000 years. In the name of Yeshua, we come against every principality, power, throne, and dominion that is operating over the over Pretoria North. In the name of Yeshua, we bind you, we tear you down, and we cast you into the pit for 1,000 years. In Jesus' name, we come against every principality, power, throne, and dominion that is operating over the city of Pretoria. And in the name of Yeshua, we bind you, we tear you down, and we cast you into the pit for 1,000 years. We come against every principality, power, throne, and dominion that is operating over the province of Gauteng, and in the name of Yeshua, we bind you, we tear you down, and we cast you into the pit for 1,000 years, in Jesus' name. We come against every principality, power, throne, and dominion that is operating over the old Transvaal province, and in the name of Yeshua, we bind you, we tear you down, and we cast you into the pit for 1,000 years, in Jesus' name. We come against every principality, power, throne, and dominion that is operating over the Republic of South Africa, and in the name of Yeshua, we bind you, we tear you down, and we cast you into the pit for 1,000 years, in Jesus' name. We come against every principality, power, throne, and dominion that is operating over Southern Africa, in the name of Yeshua, we bind you, we tear you down, and we cast you into the pit for 1,000 years, in Jesus' name. We come against every principality, power, throne, and dominion that is operating over the continent of Africa. In the name of Yeshua, we bind you, we tear you down, and we cast you into the pit for 1,000 years. We come against every principality, power, throne, and dominion that is operating over the planet Earth. And in the name of Yeshua, we bind you, we tear you down, and we cast you into the pit for 1,000 years. In Jesus' name. Satan, we come against you in the name of Jesus, and we declare that the Word of God states that on the appointed day, the Father will send one of His mighty warring angels to bind you and chain you and cast you into the pit for 1,000 years. And Father, we thank you now in the name of Jesus that that day is close at hand. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus that you will send your mighty warring angels to bind Satan, to chain him, and to cast him into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will send your mighty warring angels to bind and tear down every principality, power, throne, and dominion that we have named and cast them into the pit for 1,000 years, in Jesus' name. We come against every principality, power, throne, and dominion that is operating over Neil Dreyer. In the name of Jesus, we bind you, we tear you down, and we cast you into the pit for 1,000 years. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak now that everything that is holding back Neil Dreyer's ministry as an apostle to reach out and touch the nations is torn down and broken down now. Father, we thank you that you anointed him and you've called him to go forth to the nations as you've appointed. And we thank you, Father, that you release him and that you open every door that needs to be opened and close every door that needs to be closed, in Jesus' name. And we come against every principality, power, throne, and dominion that is operating over the Dreyer family. In the name of Jesus, we bind you, we tear you down, we cast you into the pit for 1,000 years. We come against every principality, power, throne, and dominion that is operating over the Dreyer family residence. In the name of Jesus, we bind you, we tear you down, and we cast you into the pit for 1,000 years. In Jesus' name. Father, we praise you, we worship you, we glorify your holy name. Father, we thank you for mighty deliverance in our congregation, in the area of Pretoria North, and in the world at large. Father, we thank you that the day is coming when we will no longer be harassed and persecuted by Satan. The day is coming when peace will come on earth, in Jesus' name. And we praise you for that, we glorify you for that, we give you all the honor and all the glory. We thank you, Father, that you have given us the opportunity to intercede for this world, to be your servants. And we ask you, Father, to help us to be faithful to the end, to overcome to the end, not to grow weary and to give up. Father, it is our desire to be found to be faithful servants at the end of this age. And for that reason, we ask you to judge us severely and correct us harshly, that we may serve you more perfectly. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to reveal the level of our present deception and what you require of us to do about it. We ask you, Father, to show us everything in our lives that you want us to deal with, everything that you want us to change, that we may come to a place of holiness and sanctification, that we may be vessels for honor in your house, in Jesus' name. And we worship you and we praise you and we glorify your holy name, in Jesus' name. This message, this prayer was recorded by James Robertson on the morning of Sunday the 10th of December the year 2000. Should you have any queries or need to contact me, I can be contacted on Johannesburg, that's 011-791-2327, or my cell phone is 083-251-6644, fax number 011-791-5004, email jamesr@infodor.co.za, that's jamesr@infodor.co.za. In case you don't have Neil Dreyer's phone number, he can be contacted on 012-808-1650. May the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, King of kings and Lord of lords, Savior of the world. Amen.